And we're back on Regional Radio, and we're joined on the line by Allie Gibbs of Steelville High School, one of their standouts on both the cross-country team and the track and field team, and she joins us on the line now. She just committed to go and run at West Point, so she will be joining into the Army, and a really exciting time for you, I'm sure. Allie, what really led to you wanting to go to West Point and be a runner there?
I've always wanted to go to West Point ever since I was a little kid because the military has been very influential in my life, especially since my dad's been in the military for 27 years. So West Point was kind of the best option since I still wanted to get a college degree and also still run at a collegiate level.
Now, did your dad, was he also in the Army? Was he also at West Point?
No, my dad actually enlisted, and he's actually a command sergeant major in the Army right now.
Okay, but I'm sure a very good way to follow in your father's footsteps like that, and I'm sure it added some extra motivation for you as well?
Oh, definitely. One of my major goals is to have him salute me after I graduate from West Point, since I'll be at a higher position than he is.
There you go. I'm sure you're looking forward to that quite a bit.
Yes, definitely.
That should be good, Allie. And you've been very good over your years running at Steelville, a good cross-country season this year, finishing in the top 10 at state. You were a dream teamer in your junior year for track and field during the spring after getting the state championship in both the mile and two-mile run. And how did you really feel in the last calendar year running for Steelville?
Well, I definitely feel for cross country. I was a little disappointed on how I raced at state, but due to some minor injury in my knee, I wasn't able to perform the way I wanted to. But I believe that actually helped me because I was able to recover for that and definitely work up to what I plan on doing during track this year. So it has definitely been a battle, and has really made me think about how much I'm going to miss my team and everyone here at Steelville because they've been there for me through a lot. So I think just having people support me, even though my cross-country season didn't end the way I wanted to end, just knowing that I've gone as far as I have has definitely helped, and just the support that everybody has been giving me.
Yeah, that's certainly true there. So I'm sure you're starting or continuing that recovery process now. Are you planning to run in the spring for track and field?
Oh, definitely. I am back to where I'm supposed to be. I can guarantee you I will be better than I was last season.
There you go. So you're trying to improve on those times that you basically won championships with last year.
Yeah, even though my cross-country season didn't end the way I wanted, I'm taking all of that frustration and that determination into my track season, and I plan on breaking some more of my PRs and going after my state titles again.
Well, there you go. You certainly sound determined to do so, and we'll certainly look out for that. Now, going forward, once you're done with high school and once you move on to West Point, what are some of the things that you're planning to study, and what do you think that'll lead to down the road?
I plan on studying pre-law when I'm up there, and then since West Point is a very high in engineering, I plan on minoring in mechanical engineering, and just being at West Point, I just plan on building my leadership skills, building all the fundamentals of the military, and just become a good cadet up there. And then when I graduate from West Point, become an amazing second lieutenant and just help lead our country and everything.
Now, Allie, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
I basically just want to thank my family for always supporting me. And then, of course, everyone here at Steelville, all my teachers and my coaches and my friends, because without their support, I would have a difficult time keeping going, because their support has really helped me when I've hit rock bottom or faced difficulties.
All right, Allie. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Again, congratulations on making that decision, and thanks again for making that decision. I'm sure it's a big one to go and serve in the armed forces, and we certainly wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
That's Allie Gibbs of the Steelville Cardinals. She'll be a cross-country runner at West Point next year, and she joins us today on Regional Radio.